Peter Lynham, are you there?
Hello, how's it going?
What's going on, mate?
Right, well, I spent a very interesting 2.5 days, well, actually not so interesting, really, at the Auckland Anglican Synod on Thursday night through to Saturday afternoon.
It's a what? It's a synod?
So the synod is the kind of parliament of the Anglican Church.
Okay, and they have like a little rump, like bunk beds and stuff. Do you stay the night there?
Oh, it's full-on parliamentary style. You have formal debates, first, second and third readings of bills and notices of motion. And it's a particular notice of motion I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
Because it raises an interesting issue. One of the clergy on the Saturday approached the president, who's the bishop, and said, I request an urgent notice of motion because of matters of public affairs, because you're normally supposed to give 21 days before you could have a motion moved.
Okay.
And the motions, a lot of the motions were about climate change and things like that, you know, worthy subjects.
Mm.
And so the topic that he wanted to debate was abortion and euthanasia because of the current legislation.
Mm.
And what was interesting was that the bishop said, well, it'll have to be a much simpler motion because it was a very complicated motion he proposed. So he produced his supposedly simplest notice of motion, and the debate was extraordinary. And in the end, the bishop said, look, I think you're going to have to withdraw this motion because we're going to end up in an impossible situation where we're divided right down the middle. Now, this is interesting, to find that in a religious body, the complexity of the subjects of abortion and euthanasia are recognised. And I thought that was really interesting on euthanasia, and I thought that would be quite interesting to discuss.
Typically in the Anglican Church, God forbids euthanasia, doesn't he? Or human life is sacred?
Precisely. Precisely. You would have thought. I mean, certainly the Catholic Church's position is extremely clear that euthanasia is an absolute sin to be opposed at all costs. It's an absolutely critical issue, a life and death matter, if you're pardon the pun, and that there is really no room for any sort of graze in the subject.
You just said that the Anglicans were divided at the synod.
But the Anglicans were very, very divided. I mean, it's impossible to say what the vote would have been if it had been taken.
Mm.
But it was very clear that there were many people who felt that to get the words right, see, the heart of the motion was a statement that life was sacred, it was in God's hands, and therefore there was no place for humans to start meddling with the beginnings and ends of life. Now, I think this is quite intriguing because typically, as I said, you know, historically, most religious bodies, of almost all religions, have been very vehemently opposed to euthanasia, probably even more strongly than abortion.
Yeah.
So what brings about the... What brings about the change, and why are they not so absolute on the subject? And that's
I don't know. If I could just my take would be the fact that maybe churches are more they're kind of in a way more vast in their sort of attendance now, than the fact that it's less, but it's kind of more involved, if you know what I mean. More regular-ish people are kind of dipping their toe in the water.
But you might have thought that they would be the more conservative people.
Yeah.
And it would be fair to say that the voices opposed to the motion were, in effect, the liberal clergy. You know, there weren't the lay voices that spoke on the subject were all hotly opposed.
When you say liberal clergy?
Okay, so these are people whose approach to the Bible would be to regard it as less than literally true.
Mm.
And so they would much more affect general liberal opinion in New Zealand, you know, as recognising that there are situations where it's very hard to call what's right or wrong in the case of life or death matters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that there is a change in an outlook right across New Zealand.
There you go.
And it's interesting to find that is reflected in religious people as well as in non-religious people.
Well, they're just people too, though, as well, Peter. We all hang out and we all go to the same dairy, kind of thing.
Well, we didn't. Yes.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yes, well, who's to classify? That's a good question.
I don't know. Like when I go, I don't know who's Christian or who isn't, or whatever, who's Anglican or whatever. When I'm roaming about, you know, like.
No. Of course you don't. But of course, what the church wanted to do, what the people who were moving this motion wanted to do, was they wanted this motion to be sent off to government, in the hopes. The government, not that the government, actually, it's Parliament, not the government deciding
right.
the issue.
Right.
But in the hopes that the government would jump to its head and say, oh my goodness, if Anglicans feel that way, we can't possibly do it. I think this was a bit optimistic.
Right.
I don't think that the coalition government would be surprised to find churches opposed to abortion and opposed to euthanasia. I'm sure that's part of the complexity of the issue. But the general polls have really, really shifted. Have you seen the polls of opinions about
it? No, that's interesting.
They clearly show that over the last 10 years, attitudes towards euthanasia that were once very strongly opposed are now generally in favour of both euthanasia and abortion.
I wonder why that is. Exposure to it, maybe through media and stuff, but I have no idea. People just want rights in general, I think, eh?
Well, I think
you kind of hang on to what you can, you know?
Two factors have been important. I mean, the first one is the issue of that very public case of the woman who sought through court to have the right to end her own life.
Right.
Because she was dying of cancer. And the feeling that, you know, given that she was going to die, shouldn't she have the right to choose her own time and mode of death? And so there was, I think, quite a lot of feeling at the time that it was, this was immoral, that she should just linger on until her body gave up. And I think that has had quite a big influence on public opinion. And I think it's probably also true that in a lot of churches, as in a lot of sort of just ordinary people, after we've had a case of suicide, I mean, I think all of us would be pretty loath to say, well, we may feel it's wrong that they did that, but we would feel that you wouldn't want to come down too heavily on that. Yet in the old days, you could be charged for a suicide attempt.
Interesting. Weren't they going to lump it in with the marijuana referendum?
There was no opinion expressed on the marijuana debate, but that would have been interesting.
Yeah. Peter,
let's keep those separate, actually.
Peter,
it's probably good.
Is it going to be included with the general election as a referendum question?
Yes, I think that is going to happen.
Okay.
I mean, I think it all depends on what New Zealand.
Well, this nation's got some big decisions to make coming up, really, isn't it?
But it will only be advisory. They will never, ever. I mean, in Parliament, after the Brexit vote in England, I think any Parliament would be very cautious of allowing a referendum to be the final choice. Because, I mean, we can't look at the details.
You can't trust
bill.
People, eh? Don't trust the mob. That's crazy.
Well, but in the end, a law is a very complicated piece of writing.
Yes.
And they're going to have to debate.
There's so many ins and outs.
Ins and outs. Not one person
can get their head around that kind of stuff. And most people don't have time to read the fine print and think about all the situations.
And euthanasia is, I mean, complex already because the cessation of life support is happening all the time.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, we all know of cases where it's proved impossible to, they say, well, why are we keeping machines going? You know, there are other people who need these machines.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
So, in effect, the ethical issue has pretty much already been decided.
Mm.
Because we've come to live mostly with... What's interesting, because medical expertise invites families to make the decision to turn off the machine. But supposing the family were to insist on never turning off the machine, and I wonder if that would be allowed. No, because in the end, there must come a point where...
It's got to be a quality of life gauge, really.
Well, there's just an expense of keeping these machines going when others also need the same machine.
Well, if the people pay for it, they pay for it. Yeah. That's the
And so the problem of keeping people alive, which is now so possible by modern technology, means that the ethical issue has changed somewhat. Mm. And I think that's the heart of a lot of the reservation.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Of people who've been with the, you know, because, I mean, all of these clergy have been out ministering to dying people, and they know the struggles that families go through. And, I mean, I was once at the case where I was called on to sit with a family that had just made the decision that the machine would be turned off. And you wouldn't want to... I think I'd be very cautious about criticising the morality of that decision.
Oh, it's so heavy. It's so heavy. There's so many angles you have to take into consideration. So, you know, I don't know.
And so, but of course, the other side wants very strongly for religious people to come out loudly and strongly with a single, clear moral voice, and feel very discontented if the church fails them in this.
Mm.
And this is the appeal, if you like, of the moral absolutism that the Catholic Church still persists in on both abortion and euthanasia.
Yes.
But the voice of... One feels as though, and it's interesting that the Medical Association has been opposed to the euthanasia debate, they seem to be able to see a distinction between allowing machines to be turned off and, you know, deliberately bringing about death. And they think that's a very clear distinction. Whereas a lot of other people think maybe it's not quite so clear.
I guess if you've been in the hospital, you've kind of given it a nudge. You're in the...
Yes, yes, not quite.
All right, Peter. Well, that was Monday as. Thanks for that. We'll catch you next Monday.
Look forward to it.
Cheers, mate.
See you. Bye. Bye-bye.